Where's your next one? It's pity it doesn't just go round the corner, isn't it? Instead of just falling short.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep.
You don't lose much, waste much, do you?
No.
The wallpaper's got quite expensive, hasn't it?
Yeah, this is £60, isn't it?
Yeah. It's easy when you haven't got anything in the way, isn't it?
Certainly is. Let me get that done.
Oh, nowhere near. Half, I should think.
Can't see it. Half. Yeah.
Well, that's about it. So the leaf matches this time, not too low. It's too low on the other bit.
Is it?
Yeah.
Maybe. Watch your elbow on that, because you could knock it off if you're clumsy.
What, the light?
Mm.
Thank you. Is Claire still awake? Did you go down?
Yeah, she was.
Well, I mean that's the time when a video is useful.
Yeah.
She's not really well enough to do anything, is she?
No.
It's a bit boring for her just to lie there.
They've got video starting at £150, isn't it?
Oh, really? I just don't know how much we use it, really.
No. I mean, I wouldn't want the video to encourage her to watch it.
She doesn't actually watch all that much when you actually... I mean, during the week, she's going to get to the stage, except that Chris is taking Amy to ballet, she wouldn't see Neighbours at all. No. It'd come down too hard on her. She misses it on Monday because she goes to flute. She misses it. She sees it on Tuesday because Chris takes Amy to ballet. She misses it on Wednesday because she goes skiing. She misses it on Thursday because we have to take Amy to brownies. And she misses it on Friday because of Amy swimming. No, she doesn't want to watch. I think honestly, when she comes home from school, she's tired out.
Yeah.
And, you know, she just puts it on. She doesn't want to do anything for an hour or so and just sit and recover. I don't think you can really grumble. And she never watches it after tea. If you notice, she'll always go out and play or something.
Yeah.
She'll watch it half an hour in the evening before she goes to bed if she gets a chance. She doesn't watch all that. She doesn't watch all that much, really. I think she gets more tired than Amy, in a way. I think Claire lives more on her nerves. So that when she comes home, she's, you know, had enough. We're going that way next.
Well,
and you'll need a plumb line for that, won't you?
Yeah.
It'll be a very good plumb. Oh, you've got another plumb line for the top and the bottom, haven't you? And hope. Well. The next piece is going to go over the window.
Yeah.
So you need it down to get the line on the bottom.
Yeah.
You've overlapped this a little. Oh, you have now. You'll need more than one piece on there to cover the end of the bed, won't you?
Oh, yes.
3 foot.
Yeah.
this is going up infinitely better, isn't it? That's quite pretty. That's about right, because you wouldn't want a big pattern in a room this size, would you?
No.
You won't get any.
20.
Yes. Steve's not having a particularly good week for his holidays, is he? Yes. They won't be at all impressed with this. Amy, can you answer it? Yes? All right, just tell her I'll be a second. Just tell her I'll be 1 minute. I'm just marking the wallpaper. Hello, Sue. So sorry about that. We just. Well, I shouted down to her. Alistair was just dropping a plumb line in hitting me. We're trying to do Claire's bedroom, so it was a bit sort of drastic. When you like, really, I think. Well, I think we're going to be in, because Claire's flopped again. She's lying on the settee and a bit of a temperature and Yes, I'm getting fed up with it. She wasn't very well on Thursday after we'd been out Wednesday. And she ran a bit of a temperature, I think. But then Thursday night she was out playing tennis. She put right up. On Friday we went round and got her stuff for Isle of Wight and she was fine. And she went off with Alistair this morning to buy a tennis racket she wanted. And she came back at lunchtime and said, I don't feel very well. So she's got this brand new tennis racket and she hasn't touched it. So she can't be very well. So she's lying down on the settee watching Half a Sixpence. Yes. So, I mean, well, I don't usually let them watch it during the day. But, she won't eat anything and she really doesn't. She was very lethargic. Oh. Keep thinking, help! So, yes. Well, yes, I mean, she's all right for a couple of days, and then she flops again. I mean, she's obviously got catarrh, because she says she's deaf. She's got it on ever so loud. But, no, she was all right yesterday. So, anyway, at least it's the weekend, so she's got another day, and I said, yes, if she's bad still next week, beginning of next week, she'll have to go to the doctors. Because I've got to get it cleared up. I can't have her like this at the Isle of Wight, so. Yes. I don't want her worrying whether she's going to be well or not and what will happen. So, happy days. So we've had a good week this week altogether. Did you go out? You thought you might go out on Friday. Yes, you said. it wasn't really. I mean, Friday was probably the best day, but it brightened up in the afternoon. Well, I said I'd take them out, but it really wasn't very nice, and we felt a bit tired, so we just went shopping. But I mean, I was going to take them swimming, but I didn't think either of them were fit. Amy seems better, but well, hopefully, I'm not sure she hasn't started it. I think she got a bit of a cold. Whether she's given it to, why it doesn't? One day it's warm, and then, you know, we were sitting by the river on Wednesday having our lunch, and Claire went very white and said she was cold. Mind you, she got a jumper and a thick anorak and cuddled up to the eyes, but she did go very pale. But then after she'd eaten, she perked up again. But whether, you know, that didn't help. Oh, I was just saying, thank goodness we're not going to Joseph tonight. So, next Saturday. So, I mean, it could have been tonight. So I'm just thanking my lucky stars that, it wasn't. So it could have been worse. But your two are all right. Oh, I'm good. No! Well, Claire bounced in this morning and she was fine, and she went, you know, was wittering on about this racket she wanted. And she wanted a lightweight one. I mean, we've only got old ones that are heavier, so she's got to have one for Bromley High anyway. She said she'd pay for it out of her own money, so I just said, oh, well, I'll take her into Orpington and see what we can find. So, you know, she went in all high spirits, and I was absolutely staggered to see her come back, and she was very white, and I think she's slight temperature, not much, but it doesn't take much to make you feel very lethargic, does it? Oh, she's just lay down on the settee and not moved. So, never mind. No. Anyway, what time would suit, when would you like the stuff? Yes, that's fine. Yes, if that, you know, when it suits you. I mean, we're not going anywhere, so whenever you like. Yes, that's fine, yes. The forecast for tomorrow, yesterday, wasn't very good either. I mean, oh, did it? Oh, poor Deborah. Oh, that's not fair, is it? Well, it just sort of said there was a band of rain coming down, but I mean, they didn't seem to think, you know, it sounded as though it could easily miss you, or, you know, but it didn't sound as though it was still going to be cold, isn't it? Yes, and I mean, it's a month earlier, you would think, yes, by June, it's been bad. I would think you probably, I mean, like today, you could play outside, but you couldn't really sit outside and eat. It's too cold, but, yeah. Yes, and it's the wind that's cold. It's coming from the north. I'm saying, I think you packed jumpers and winter uniform for the Isle of Wight. And Claire's saying, oh, mommy. Well, they've got to go in school uniform, so yes, they're in school uniform all day, and they can just change in the evenings, but I'm not sure that school summer dresses are quite the thing at the moment. Just hope it brightens up a bit. Oh, well, Claire doesn't get as dirty anymore, so yes, I mean, she'll last a week all right, but I'm not sure I shouldn't be packing summer uniform and winter uniform. But, never mind, it can change. So, anyway. That's fine. Yes. Well, I'll tell Alistair and he can get them ready and sort it out. Right. Okay, I'll keep my fingers crossed for you for tomorrow. Well, I think so. You know, she's not so ill. It's just one of these namby-pamby silly things that we don't seem to knock on the head. And, yes, I mean, I hope so. Week off and she's ill. Great. Never mind. Right, okay, we'll see John a bit later. Okay then, Sue. Bye. Right, John says he'll come up a bit later and get the crates.
What,
yeah. So that was all right. We weren't going anywhere, so. No. She said, Deborah was moaning because she went to a party this week, I think, at the beginning of the week, and they had Joey the Clown and Mr. Nutty. She said, I'd like them. But Sue said she went sort of a bit earlier and see how they got on, and she said, it wasn't the same at 5. They didn't respond, and, you know, they were much quieter. It didn't go with the swing that Amy's... She was 6. She had it 6, 7, and 8.
Yeah.
She said she thought she, you know, they needed to be the bit older.
Yeah.
I mean, she was talking about it, and I said, I thought at 5 they were probably a bit young. Mm. We didn't have it till they were 6. Deborah apparently wasn't pleased.
Right, so we get this roll.
Doesn't really matter, does it?
No.
Perhaps it's the floor that's dirty. It can't very well. It's got paste on it. Do you paste this in? Yeah, that's not so bad. You're right for a minute, I'll just go and pop down and see how she is. How are you then, pet? You got a bit of colour back now?
Yes.
Could you manage another drink? She wants the crates and things for the party tomorrow, a bit later on. She said she was very sorry.
Have you seen this before? It's funny, isn't it?
Hmm.
It says, Cole poached egg in jelly.
Oh, Poppet. What's he going to do?
Go to
She was
Pardon?
I think she was so surprised to see him. Let me get you another drink of orange and see if you can manage to get it down. Your bedroom looks quite nice. It's quite fun, isn't it? Stupid story though. Fancy anybody getting two fortunes. She's got a bit of colour in her face now. She doesn't look so white. No, she looks better. I don't like her looking so. No. I don't think you can do that. You've got to cut this side, the top, before you can do the bottom. I'm afraid you can't really do a lot with the bottom until you've done the top, can you? She looks like she's got a bit more colour, and she says she feels a bit better. Oh, I think you better cut. She's watching the kids. Yeah. She says it's quite good. Half a sixpence. She says it's quite good. Quite enjoying it. Would you like to come and cut this bit? Because it's left-handed. The top. Left-handed.
I can't cut left-handed with right-handed scissors cut.
Oh, no, no, you seem better at left-handed than I do.
Right, at that level. Yeah?
No, I don't mean that. I mean here.
Oh, there.
I'm not talking about the top. It's going to brighten up now. actually we're all right, aren't we? Oh, you've got a bit down there that goes from top to bottom. It on straight. Straight at the top.
Thank you.
But this piece has got to have the bit underneath. Yeah, it's not going to dry that quickly. You can't leave it, is what I meant. What other piece?
Well, if we cut a piece round to there,
yeah.
And the other piece that we've got, could do that piece in there.
Oh, you're not... Yes, right. Well, then I've got to do the top and the down, but you can do that bit, measure it if you like.
Yeah, if we can measure it, then I can cut off. That's really much
tell whether that's going to reach or not. I don't think it is. I think you've got to come down another pattern. I need that one down there.
Have you got what you want?
Yeah.
Okay.
Couldn't really see in the corner whether it was going so tight. Go and get the other scissors out of there. Cut the right side, won't you? Have a thing of paste here. Just give it. Thank you.